John Keir, professional performance and a bit of stardust at the end to finish it off.
Yeah, I think it was a really good performance because we felt that Widnes would challenge us after they had a disappointing performance last week against Huddersfield, and we knew coming here they'd won 3-4 games on the bounce, including Leeds, so we felt that it would be a challenge, and the first 10 minutes it really was. I mean, I thought they were the better team then, but once we got hold of the game and once we started going through the processes that we sort of like to build our game on, I thought we showed the real quality of this side.
You had some real joy down your left-hand side, Bill Tupou and Mason Caton-Brown. They were pretty impressive tonight, weren't they?
They were excellent, yeah. I thought both were excellent. I thought Liam Finn as well, yeah, down that side with his passing game. Scott grips around the back, and obviously Ashurst, he just gets better and better in the second row as an edge player, and he keeps everybody honest and allows the people outside him to play. So the left side were very... But I thought the team generally were really good, and I was more pleased with the professionalism of the second half when it was apparent we'd won the game. The scoreboard said that, but they maintained the standards and the quality of the performance.
There were spells at the first half when you had to be patient, and the boys were patient. They didn't panic. It's like everyone believes in what they're doing, and it's really showing, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. They've really bought into what we're trying to achieve. You know, it's keep it simple, keep it smart, and you know, it works very, very well indeed. And as you rightly say, they've bought into what we're doing. They know the roles within the team, and what's happening, what you see in anybody who's a Wakefield fan, they're seeing some really good rugby league, both with the ball and without.
I was going to say, just talk us through those two tries at the end. Mason Caton-Brown gets one, Bill Tupou gets the other, but brilliant, and some great attacking play in it as well.
Oh, those, I mean, you know, credit to Christian Stewart-Dickens, who look after the attack, and they produce a couple of trick plays, one from the kickoff and one from the scrum, both of which produced sort of 6 points, so that's real quality coaching. But the players then have got to execute them, and they did that, and I thought there was some stardust sprinkled, and you know, there was a gentleman in the stand who remarked about Mason Caton-Brown's speed in colourful language, shall we say, but he really did remark what an athlete to look now, quite quick he is. And when he went down that left-hand side, that's one of the joys of rugby league, to see an athlete like that put into the open spaces.
You wouldn't want to chase him for your dinner, John, would you?
No, well, if I did, I'd be very, very hungry, let's put it that way.
It's been a big night. There's belief growing. You could sense it in the fans, the relationship they've got with the players. You're into the top four. People say the table doesn't lie. 22 games in, you're in the four.
Yeah, and obviously we need to nail that next week. I mean, St Helens are a very good rugby league team. We know that they'll challenge us greatly. They've their own reasons for playing well, but the simple fact is, we win that, we've got four home games in the playoffs, and obviously that's a massive goal for us.
How big a week has it been, given the disappointment of last week? Because you were fantastic for most of the game last week and couldn't quite get the result.
Yeah, I think I think last week was a learning process for the players, you know, and the belief that Castleford's got that they can somehow find a way to win, I believe that these guys are getting now. And I'm really looking forward, first of all, to the Saints game, but obviously to then the playoff series, the 7-game series, because then we can really see how we've developed and how our belief's grown, and hopefully we can nail some real good results against the top sides.
And a big week, as you said, next week, and if you can get the win, it's a week off the week after.
Yep.
And you can regroup and really have a go at this Super 8s.
Yeah, well, we'll get the people like Jacob, everybody keeps forgetting that Jacob Miller hadn't been playing for a bit, you know, and they forget that we've had young John Snout, who's an absolute cracking winger, you know, and he hasn't played for the majority of the season, and these lads have managed to cope. It shows we've got good depth, good competition for places, and some good quality people.